qualifications, or experience.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. Over the last handful of episodes that we put out, five, I think, to be exact, we had an interview with Ari Galper. And if you didn't get a chance to watch that, go back and watch those episodes. It's really good stuff. Ari is a guy with a whole lot of experience and qualifications. So really interesting in terms of a different perspective on sales. And sales is a huge part of business. So really good to check out. What we deal with here a lot is ideas, concepts, principles, strategies, tactics that you could use in your business. If you're the business owner or the executive where you're in charge of making decisions and getting things done, these are the type of things that we talk about here. And we talk about a lot about the principles that apply to businesses across the board, or at least when it comes to strategies, we deal with the questions that you should be asking yourself. I got a great question here off of one of our YouTube videos out there. That this was off of the five excruciating steps to becoming a business strategist. This is from Danny. He just posted this a couple days ago. He said, if you were to redo your career from scratch as a strategist in the year 2021 with the knowledge you have, would you focus more on qualifications or gaining experience? This is a very interesting question, and it might require some back and forth, but I'm going to try to answer it as best as from what I understand he's asking here. So thank you very much for the question, Danny. And anyone else that has questions, please leave a comment wherever you're watching or listening to this. You can always go to brianjpombo.com, go into the media section, and find this video or any of the other videos and leave me a comment and a question. It doesn't even have to do anything with the video. So this is a great question, because there's an ongoing argument over qualifications versus experience. And it's asking me specifically what I would do. And for me, hands down, experience trumps qualifications any day. Qualifications is an extremely subjective term. And it all depends. It's very much dependent on the person that's judging you. You know, judging whether they think you're going to be good, judging whether they like to do business with you, and so on and so forth. So that's where qualifications really come into play. For what I do, there are no qualifications. There's no degree on business investment or strategy, not in the way that I do it. And so many of the things that I've done, actually most of my life, one of the main reasons why I never finished college, that's a little tip there. I never finished college. It's not that I couldn't or that I didn't have the ability to. It was more of one of these things where I kind of listed out all the different things that I wanted to do in life at that time. None of them required a degree, and a degree wouldn't really help me in any of those areas. And the areas I was already doing well in, able to get positions to work in and so forth, they didn't require degrees either, and it wouldn't really help. Now, in some cases, people are looking, especially if you're in a job market where it's tight and the employer are kind of in charge and they got a whole bunch of people applying, they may have that one last thing that they're looking to balance someone out by, and they'll say, well, this guy's got a bachelor's or a master's and this guy doesn't, and they'll go with that. Now, I'm not saying it isn't useful. Qualifications are very useful, but it very much depends on what you're looking to do. And qualifications really matter in very specific fields, medicine, a lot of these ones where the specific knowledge that you have, or specific knowledge, or the license that you hold, it's necessary to have the qualifications. All these things are very much important in those areas. In the areas I've been interested in my whole life, most of them don't require any qualifications whatsoever. If there are qualifications, they tend to be very much on that subjective level in terms of, well, have you done this? Or do you have experience doing this? But see, the qualifications fall back into the area of experience. So I will go with experience any day of the week in gaining more experience. In fact, I'm looking at a couple of partners that I'm looking to work with over the next couple of years here. And I'm more interested in the experience that I'm going to get from working with these people and the type of projects that we're doing 10 times more than the amount of money that I'm looking to make. Even though I am expecting to make decent sized money, that's not the point. The experience is more important to me. Experience is so important because it only allows you to build up and up and up and up. A qualification is it's a very static thing. And people just don't ask me. They don't ask me what my qualifications are. When I'm looking to meet with somebody, the closest thing I've gotten to in the past, which I've rephrased before, is looking for testimonials and things of that sort. And a lot of people will mistake that for qualifications. And it's really not. It's really more in the field that I'm in. It's more of, I don't trust you, is what they're saying. When they're looking for a whole lot of background for what you have accomplished or what you've done, so there's a trust factor there, which is one of the main reasons why I've written the book. I have these ongoing things. I do strategy sessions on a regular basis, record them, have them available for people to be able to review, and to be able to show my background, my experience, because a lot of the stuff that I deal with, it's very personal. And when I'm dealing with larger companies, the stuff that I've, the programs that I've worked on with Shell Gas or with Jaguar or with Craftsman Tools, these type of things, they don't necessarily apply to everything I'm doing today. And at the same time, I don't have the ability to disclose what I did for them. So there's a lot of catch-22 in the type of area of business that I work in. So some of the most amazing things I could talk about, but I can't tie them back to a specific person. And I can't have them give me a testimonial. That doesn't fit. So not that testimonials aren't important. We'll talk about that another time. But qualifications versus experience, no doubt in my mind, for me in my field, the type of things that I'm interested in, experience matters 100 times more. And it becomes a qualification unto itself. If you really, as long as you gain understanding from the experience. Hopefully that makes sense. Danny, if it doesn't, reply back. Let me know what you think about that. If I'm hitting your question just right, or whether you meant something else, I'd love to hear it. Anyone else has questions, please be sure and leave them. They're my favorite videos to make, is either question and answer like that, or a back and forth with somebody having a good solid conversation about some of these principles. That's my favorite, and hopefully it's helpful to you too, because I know the things that I've viewed and listened to in the past that have had these type of concepts ripped apart, they've allowed me to gain the experience to be able to move forward. So if you'd like more experience, and I don't mean you actually doing it, but you experiencing it through me and through other people, if you would like more experience in the term, in the concept of business strategy, I'm going to highly recommend you go check out my book, 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business. You get a free copy at amazonproofbook.com. I've just recently reviewed it again. It's horrible going back and reading your old material and saying, oh my gosh, this is horrible. Why didn't I change this or this or this? It's really good stuff. You're going to love it. For me personally, I would have reworded a few things and so on and so forth. It's still, I'm also amazed at how much I was able to fit in a very tiny book. It's a little book, but you can get a free copy at amazonproofbook.com. And if you go right now, you can also see there's a deal in there on how to get an audiobook, and I'm going to be sending out that audiobook version very soon. I know I've been saying that for a while, but we're really on the tail end of finishing that up, and you're going to be able to see it in all your audiobook stores like Audible and iTunes and so forth. So you have a great night. We'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and let the magic happen.